Microsoft booth for E3, and I've got Carl with me, and Carl actually works in design at Microsoft. But Carl, explain to the Tamron audience, what do you do?
So, my name's Carl Ledbetter. I'm a senior principal industrial design manager in the industrial design team. So, I am in charge of the design for IEB design. So that's all the Xbox hardware. And we have a team of about 24 people that covers from start to finish the industrial design of the products, the color, material, and finishes.
What a cool gig.
It's pretty awesome.
So when did you come to Microsoft?
I've been at Microsoft for 16 years.
Ah.
Yeah, it's been pretty awesome.
I didn't know we'd been designing hardware for that long. Wow, so 16 years, that's a long time. So tell the Tamron audience, what are some of the things you've worked on in the past?
Sure. So when I first joined Microsoft 16 years ago, my first design was the IntelliMouse. So you could arguably say that I invented the wheel.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was the wheel on the mouse, and it was a big challenge, a lot of fun. Since then, I've worked on mice and keyboards, worked in the Windows Hardware Innovation Group for a while.
Very cool.
Worked on the HP TouchSmart PC, and then after that, Zoom. And now Xbox.
This is
my dream job.
That I was going to say, you really landed a good gig after that.
Yeah.
So take me back. What are some of the challenges that you had to design technically back then to today?
I'd say the biggest challenges when I first started at Microsoft, it was all about desktop computing. And really thinking about comfort and the way the hardware enables people to use software, Windows software. But now it's all about entertainment. And so the same principles apply. Very innovative design that's comfortable to use and easy to get to, but it's entertainment. So
yeah.
And I love games.
Well, take me. I hear a lot of times that designers and developers don't like each other. But what's that relationship like?
Oh, we love each other. No, it's a lot of fun because, if you think about it, it's all about the content. And so our job as industrial designers is to design, amazing hardware that doesn't get in between what you're trying to do in games. So even if you look at the D-pad, the new Transformer D-pad,
yeah.
So we worked on that. And that was a very small innovation, but it really takes a simple activity and makes it more simple to use.
So since you've been at Xbox, what are some of the gaming hardware pieces you've had a chance to design?
Oh, wow. Quite a few. So we've worked on, probably the most significant is the Kinect sensor and the Xbox console, the 360.
Yeah.
So that was last year. 1 year ago, the 360 came out, the Kinect last holiday. We're working on some really cool things, and I actually brought a few things today.
Well,
would you like to see it?
Show and tell.
Okay, so this is the newest version of the Xbox 360 console, Gears of War 3.
Very cool.
So our team actually worked with the Epic design team and our own Microsoft Studios to do this. So it was very collaborative, and it was inspired by the
awesome.
The Gears artwork.
So are these like collector's editions, or these go out in mass distribution? How does that work?
Yeah, so we usually produce around 250,000 of them, so they're pretty limited quantities.
Yeah.
But we really do it for our fans, for the gamers out there who just eat the stuff up. They love it. I mean, we love it. We like making them.
And I know, when you pulled it out, Carl pulled it out earlier, and was like, oh, so what else do you have?
Yeah. Well, this will also come with two of these guys, and this in fact has the Transformer D-pad. So again, it's a nice set, and it creates a really cool.
So you not only get the Transformer D-pad,
that's
you
right.
Get the Gears. Is it a skin, or what do you call it? It's more than a skin.
So yeah, we actually it's a pretty technical process, but we go in and we do custom injection molded plastics. We do custom graphics. So in this case, we use pad printing and. Through a number of steps, a number of colors, it's pretty difficult to do.
Yeah, imagine.
But when it's all done, it comes together pretty well, and creates.
And all of these just got announced last night.
That's right. These are fresh.
News. And then we have this is pretty cool.
Okay, so you were talking about things that we designed and things that relate to games, and we know that Forza 3 has just been announced.
Four.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Forza 4.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have Forza 3. I use it all the time. So I'm looking forward to Forza 4.
Yeah.
And we've been working. Since this past year, trying to really develop new ways to engage with games.
Yeah.
And so for driving games, typically you either have the large force feedback wheel, which has been very popular,
yeah.
Or you use a controller. But we wanted to come up with something that was a little more approachable by everybody. And so this also was announced last night.
Ah, it's so cool.
Yeah, it's the new wireless speed wheel.
And so
Yeah.
It's got the buttons.
So let's see. Yeah, see if I was. I don't know if you can see this.
Yeah, it's so
okay.
Cool.
So it turns on. It has lighting. So why is this interesting? Well, it's wireless, number one. It's small.
Yeah.
So anybody can use it. You know, kids, adults, anybody who just wants to drive, you can use it. It's really comfortable. All the controls are easy to get to.
It's adorable.
It's fun.
And I mean, it's very handsome.
Yeah. It's
very manly at the same time. So let me ask, with regards to, these are all great, but also the Kinect, you guys, after you launched the original and you decided to go back and have to work on redesigns, or is that stuff you're talking about right now? I mean, clearly we're thinking that.
Yeah, so right now our entire team is really thinking about, you know, what's next.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are doing some amazing things with entertainment, with partners, with game developers, with TV. You saw live TVs coming to Xbox.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Music and movies. And so we're really thinking hard about, you know, what is the hardware experience for Xbox in the future? And so we've kind of rolled up our sleeves and we're looking at, you know, what's possible.
You know, I thought I had the coolest job at Microsoft, but I think I might have found someone who bumped me. Carl, man, such a pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Tina.
Super talented. Thank you so much.